Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and we're so glad that you're here every week listening to our show. And also, if you want to hear our previous shows, you can always access our podcast at kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It link. Well, for today, we have our special guest. You know, all our guests are special. We have Jonathan Fonseca. He is a psychiatric social worker, too, for behavioral health for the youth and young adults programs. Welcome, Jonathan.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here.
So today we're going to have a show on social media and mental health, which is, it is such a, you know, it's always trending. It's especially right now, social media. It's for the past couple of years, you know, you just cannot get away from social media. You get your news from social media. You get your fake news from social media. You get political information from social media. You get pop culture information on social media. Everything that
just
is happening is going through social media. And this topic, I mean, it's trending. It's now. But it is so relevant to mental health.
Yeah, and something that, well, a third of the entire world right now is on social media.
Except me.
Yes, except you, as we talk. Yeah, but it's, I was surprised to find out that only in the United States alone, 90% of the people in the United States, there's a good chance that they have a social media account. Facebook started in 2008 at 24%, and just in what, like 15, 12 years, 81% of the United States population is on Facebook alone.
Except me again.
Except, yeah.
I'm like, but you know what? I don't miss it at all. I don't know. Maybe because I don't have Facebook. I don't know what it is to have Facebook. I've never had it. So I really don't know what it is to have Facebook. So I don't miss it. I don't miss any of the social media. But you, Jonathan, you know, you work so, especially in the population that you work with, the youth and young adults, which is the ages of what, 14 to 25?
Yeah, 14, huh? 13, like around 13
to 26. 26, mm-hmm. 25. You know, that population, I know my daughter, she's starting to get into it. She's 12 and starting to get it, so she's very limited. I have to, you know, check on that and
That's
regulate
good.
That.
That's good.
But I have to do it because I need to know what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm not on social media, I need to be aware of how it works and how people access it, and I need all that information.
Social media, it's tricky because it could take you anywhere. I mean, you could get into something like a Snapchat, and sometimes we don't even know who we add, who adds us. So it could be pretty scary and then you have people, they find out where you live, what area you hang around with, your interests. So it could be a little bit tricky because people can get a hold of the things you like, and it could be somewhat of a stressor because next thing you know, there's mm-hmm. a list of dangers that are adding mm-hmm. because as a result of the social media use.
We hear a lot right now on the news because of social media, kids, you know, young girls or kids getting kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Because of social media, they, you know, they don't know who they're talking to. It turns mm-hmm. out that it's a 14-year-old. Yeah, it's a 14-year-old that ends up, you know, talking to a 30-something-year-old man. Mm-hmm. Or likewise, it could be a female or a boy, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going back with, you know, you're working with this youth and young adult population and mental health. How, you know, how does it affect our young population?
Well, the more social media accounts a person has, there's the higher chance there is of the person developing some form of mental health disorder, usually anxiety and depression. And broadly, I've noticed that a lot of the people I serve, they have a lot of social media accounts, and you catch them checking in throughout school, checking in the restroom, anywhere they're on it. It's kind of like it's a newfound attachment that mm-hmm. they have to it. It's like an extra limb that they develop. But they use it as a way of communicating, getting their news, getting any form of, even just learning something through YouTube, through seeing other people do things.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.